Welcome to the Around the House Pro Insider. This is the podcast for trades, pros, carpenters, contractors, interior designers, and innovators building homes, renovating spaces, or creating the next big thing. Let's dive in with your host, Eric G.
Hey guys, welcome to the Around the House Pro Insider. This is where we talk and help you guys navigate your businesses out there, whether you're a designer, a contractor, remodeler, or even you're in that inventor coming up with a new home improvement project or product that you're trying to do. We've got you covered. John Dudley and I, Eric G, are here to help you out. Brother John, good to see you again, man.
Brother E, what's happening?
Man, I love this subject today. We're going to talk about AI has turned out into this like big snow, abominable snowman cartoon character that everybody's scared about, but nobody really realizes how it can make your life easier and how it can make you money.
Yes, sir.
It is crazy. Great example. I was sitting there watching my Seattle Mariners last week. We won't get into that. But we were sitting there and watching TV, and she goes, okay, so what's this thing with AI? She's not a techie. She doesn't own a laptop. If it's not on her phone, she doesn't deal with it. She uses a computer all day at work, and she still calls and pays her bills over the phone. So that's just how she rolls. She goes, what's with this? So I grabbed my phone, and I had Grok on it. And my dad, I've talked about on the show, he was nuclear counterintelligence, CIA, Department of Energy, doing all that crazy stuff. Most of the stuff he did in his work life, I have no idea about. So I went, let's dive down the rabbit hole and see what's out there because of freedom of information requests. I usually get more information about what my dad, when he was alive, did on that stuff. I went down using the speaking feature on Grok and did a half hour conversation and learned more about what my dad did when I was a little kid than I have in 15 years. And it was fascinating. And her eyes were so big that I was having an intelligent and sometimes argumentative discussion with a chatbot AI. And I learned so much because it was real.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy narrative out there right now. That's either one side or the other, right? We're typically divided somehow as human beings. And some are scared and some are thrilled. And there's probably reasons for both. But the fact of the matter is that, my opinion only, it's going to do nothing but make our lives easier, better, and more efficient. And look just what the internet's done in time, in 10x that. Like, this is crazy. This is beyond inventing the airplane, in my opinion. This is world, earth-changing insanity. And it's going to be brilliant. And yeah, there's going to be bad stuff that happens with it. But there is airplanes too, and gas, and everything we do. Like, we're humans.
From radio to television, right? It's that kind of next. Oh my gosh, here we go, and now we're going from television to YouTube.
Yeah,
and we're in these big transitions. And great example. And you and I were talking about this before the show. And you jump onto somebody's website; they got the old school chatbot on there that just basically ends up trying to send you rudimentally into a contact us page. Oh, how do I get a hold of you? And it's got 10 canned answers, and it tries to steer you the right way and make you feel like you talk to somebody. With AI, that's a whole different deal. It gives you now a personal experience that you would swear you're talking to a human on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's real. It's very real. I am embarrassed to tell you how many tabs I have open learning this stuff currently and creating bots and generative AI and all. Just, I'm deep in the rabbit hole. And legit, you could have, it's feasible, a sales agent where somebody calls and says, hey, I need a roof. Hey, how, you know, what style of house is it? The AI can ask all the valid questions, qualify the lead on a, as far as budget goes and time frame, when do you want to get this done? And that can all go to your phone within 1 minute of that conversation.
Wow.
So you're out in the field and you're like, ding, I got a hot one. And it's a roof in Maple Valley and it's this style of house and they're looking to go next week. And it's,
they're fully qualified. This
square footage. Beyond that, there's guys smarter than me that are creating the full sales process, obviously depending on what you're selling, but legit can get you to a signed contract at the end of the deal and you don't touch a thing. Like, That's one use case.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want that? Automating half of your daily grind tasks, whether it's going through timesheets or going through change orders or going through billing or running your accounting and looking at your profit and loss sheets, and all that stuff can be automated and literally done for you, like in minutes, not the 6 hours I used to sit at my desk and do it. You can set up a AI machine that just crunches all that together for you, draws from anywhere you're inputting it. Could be your phone, could be a spreadsheet, could be talking into your phone. At the end of the month, you've got a report or 10.
Dude, I'm working on creating a new corporation for some projects, and I was curious to see what was the best way to open it up. What type of corporation? S Corp, C Corp, LLC.
Sure.
And I asked the right questions, and it's not about asking the questions, it's how you prompt those questions, right? We're not going to get into all that here because that's more of a personal thing that you're trying to do. But you want to, in rough terms, create the expert that you want AI to be, and then they can be that expert. And so I wanted to know, with my state, with the federal, what was the best formation of the company under my specific circumstances? And in 4 minutes, I have 14 pages, and the AI is testing them. If you have this much income, this much, some basic stuff off your P&L sheet, how would that look tax-wise, and how would it limit your liabilities and your risk? And going through all of it, and it gives you a full, it shows you the math, and you're holy smokes.
Careful what you ask for. You will get 14 pages.
Exactly. But the cool part is I got 14 pages and I sent it over to the person that I was going to have a meeting with to ask the same questions. And they came back and said, wow, who did you work with on this? This is beautiful. Well played out. And I'm like, yeah, that was grok.
Yeah. And to get back to the narrative is you say things like that, and it freaks out a lot of people about losing jobs and who's going to be replaced. And what you find when you start diving into AI is it can't function without the human touch. It can't. It needs to be navigated. It needs to be managed. And what do they call the guys on the forum? Somebody's got to watch it because it can get dirty.
There's got to be a jockey on that horse, shall we say.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So
you had the big bell companies, right? You know, you had AT&T and the big bell companies and all that stuff, and they blew them up in the 70s and 80s, right? Oh, yeah. Look at all those telephone repairmen for landlines. You're going to lose your jobs. Yeah, they just moved over and slid into cable TV and fiber optic techs. They just learned a little more and moved over to it. So I don't think it's as
many. And that's all that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that's all that's going to happen. And even a guy like you're talking about that, hey, take a look at my accounting, take a look at my corp setup. How's this all going to function? He learns how to use that correctly. He can now take on 100 clients instead of 10 and not do all that math himself. Yeah. And he's already got the talent, which is the human talent needed to be able to make sure that that shit's right in there. Sorry, that stuff's absolutely right.
No, it's
in
not on
there.
The radio, man. This is a podcast. You can say that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now you opened up a can of worms.
I know I did. I know you, Dudley. That's the thing. And you still need that person to go, hey, how would you handle this? You want somebody to go, hey, you could do it this way, just like any accountant. That's a little risky. You're on the edge of versus a black and white answer. Sometimes I want to know if I'm stepping off into, you could look at it that way, but really the safe way is to do this. Sometimes you want the safe way, not the black and white, I'm going to give you an A or B answer.
Yeah. Yeah. I recommend anybody that's afraid of it to dig into it a little bit, and that you will enjoy it if nothing else. It'll write a book about your life story if you want to talk to it long enough, which is fun.
Yeah.
I've started one.
Yeah.
But don't be afraid. You just got to adjust and learn how to use it, man. It's going to serve all of us on a huge scale. In ways that we don't even understand yet, but it's all going to be to the better. It's all going to be to the good, and it's going to create new opportunities and new inventions and new technologies and new things that we use it on that are going to create different jobs.
So Johnny, think about this. If you're a remodeling contractor, right? You're a remodeling contractor and you're the owner and you're the one out opening and closing deals, and you maybe have two crews you have out there running. If you can now go see twice as many people in the day because you're using this correctly, maybe you could hire two more crews of contractors and be running four crews and making so much more money, but doing the same amount of work that you did before. And now you're creating jobs, not eliminating them.
And that's what that's exactly what I was playing to, talking about your corporations guy. It's the same thing. It's going to help us. I just had a thought on the tip of my face and it's gone. It's going to help with visibility. You can get stuff indexed and SEO'd in 8 days now instead of 90.
Oh my gosh.
You can get your business more visible. You can get your marketing more effective. You can talk specifically to specific audiences. AI is going to dial that right in for you instead of you tearing your hair out for 6 hours trying to write copy. It's going to give you four options in 4 minutes, and you edit that down a little bit, and you just saved yourself 4 hours out of the day writing a proposal or writing a scope of work, or all that stuff, man. Takeoff list for materials.
Yeah. Think about websites, just as an example, and we'll have to run out here in a minute because I don't want to make this too long into an hour show, but here's the thing. If you've got a website, and let's say your website is 5 to 10 years old since you've really redone it, so it's archaic, and you go, oh my gosh, okay. And that's very common in our community of building and remodeling. That's that website that I've changed it, but it's still a 10-year-old platform I designed it around, and I've been just patching Band-Aids on it. All of a sudden, you start getting lower and lower on the SEO. Now you're not showing up on page 7 instead of page 1. Now, when you rebuild that website and do it, so now it looks like you're current and you're not a dead company. Like you said, you can get that turned around on that in a couple of weeks instead of a couple of months if you did it right.
It's a huge difference now. Huge difference.
So you get an instant payoff in the world of business, because I call it a very quick payoff if you do it right.
The ROI happens much quicker. The capacity and the job completion time, everything is faster and better. And now you're in my realm of websites and stuff like that, so I don't want to get too carried away, but the differences are immeasurable. And the amount of, it's just more money. I don't know any business owner that doesn't like more money and more time with less effort. That's what AI does for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Johnny,
get ahead of it. Get ahead of it before every other contractor does. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Jump on, dude.
That way you're the new guy, not the guy that's finally catching up to the game, which is what it feels like now with your website being backwards.
Yeah, because page 7 will quickly go to 17 once, you know, especially locally, right? Yeah. You get 5 guys to catch on locally, it's going to be a tough beat if you're 6 months or a year behind them.
Absolutely.
That's just fact.
And that's what I think is going to be fun. You and I working with some businesses out there. And if you guys are interested in learning more about this, we're going to have it up on the Around the House online website where you can get a hold of us and start working with us on this stuff. But that's a page coming soon. But here's the cool thing. If you want to reach out to us, we can have a chat about it and see if there's a way to make that work for you. Because I think there's a lot of wins here for people. It's going to free up time for you and your family that you can actually go out and get more business or just be able to make it to your kid's soccer game.
Yeah. There's a lot of quick wins too. It's not the $20,000 AI overhaul for your whole business and website. Like, you can spend $1,000 and make some huge leaps and bounds in efficiency. Like, just some quick tricks and there's a quick return and it's not costing you an arm and a leg. And again, you don't want to fall behind on this. You're foolish if you do. Like,
no question.
It's just losing money.
And you're charging $1,000 on that job site today. So you got money coming in. You got $1,000 in your guys out there today on that project. So why don't you spend a day's worth of your labor on it and save yourself some money and make more?
There you go.
Brother, thanks for coming on today, man. I love talking about this stuff. This is just something that you and I could sit here and talk about this for 2 hours, which is cool. But I don't want to lose too many people. And you got projects and I got projects to get on here. I wanted to get this out the door this week, and tune in every week for us here on the Around the House Pro Insider so we can help you with your business and everything else. And if you got a question, send us a message over. Just go to Around the House online, contact us. That goes directly into my inbox. So I see every single thing that comes in there. So send me a message. We'd love to chat more about it. Johnny, thanks for taking the time, my friend. Good to see you as always.
Yeah, brother. And,
make sure always you guys check the radio show this weekend. We got a great one coming up as well on the podcast. Catch that one as well. We're going off on some great subjects as well. I'm Eric G.
Exciting stuff.
Johnny G, right? You've been listening to the Pro Insider. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Around the House Pro Insider. We are happy to be back. Make sure you subscribe so you know to catch the next episode. We will see you next time. Get it back. Losing the balance and where it's at. Man, I need to focus now. What is that?